This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You're listening to Mark
and Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. We've been across the board this evening, talking about the Unite the Right rally that wasn't, the war on drugs, rising household income, good attitudes, good results, those sorts of things. And you're welcome to comment on that or anything else that's on your mind. Daryl, I was interested in this article that you've got regarding the top gamer in the world. I don't even know that they have these things. How does a person make a living doing games? But whatever. Top gamer refuses to play with female players or something?
Yeah, so article here from Sci-Fi Wire says that Tyler Ninja Blevins, somebody I've never heard of before, but apparently is the most popular face on Twitch, and we're also on Twitch, but we're not the most popular faces.
Not by a long shot. You can go to twitch.freetalklive.com. Is it twitch.lrn.fm?
Yes.
Also, I think it's probably the same thing, twitch.lrn.fm. And you can see our high-quality HD video. It's there for the last 14 episodes are there for you.
Yes.
Keep it for 14 days at least. There may
right.
be other episodes. Check it out. If you want to see HD quality video of us in a studio doing a radio show.
Yeah, so this guy, and Twitch was originally created for gamers to play games, and then people that watch can wind up, leaving tips for whoever they're watching, and there are ways that people can monetize their Twitch channel. Article continues, even if you're a non-gamer, chances are you've heard his name at the very least. It's impossible to escape his influence as he continues to rack up new sponsorship opportunities, such as playing games with rapper Drake and being the center of several massive tournaments for charities with millions of dollars on the line. There's just one peculiar thing about Ninja, and they're referring to him as Ninja because apparently that's his nickname here.
Yep.
There's just one peculiar thing that seems a little bizarre. He does not invite women to play with him on his streams. He has made abundantly clear when speaking to Polygon at Samsung Unpacked 2018, a recent event during which Epic Games finally debuted the Android version of Fortnite, which is a massively popular game.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. I don't know anything about it, though.
He said, quote, "I don't play with female gamers," leaving no room for interpretation on the matter. At first, it sounds like a rash, boyish decision with no legitimate rationale behind it. But there's a very frustrating reason behind his decision. And he explained, clarifying his position, "If I have one conversation with one female streamer where we're playing with one another, and even if there's a hint of flirting, that's going to be taken, and it's going to be put on every single video and will be clickbait forever."
Okay.
Article continues, "He's not wrong, unfortunately, as people will run with any indication that their favorite online personalities are in a relationship, as if that was the most important, interesting fact about anyone on the internet or
in
real life." But this
is what happens in grocery store tabloids all the time. I mean, they're not online gaming celebrities, but they're Hollywood celebrities. I know that Brad Pitt, and I know what Brad Pitt's love life has been like for the last 10 years from reading tabloid things on my checkout. I've never picked up one of these magazines and looked on the inside, but there they sit as I'm waiting behind somebody with a grocery cart full of stuff while I'm just trying to buy my wine and crackers or whatever it is that I'm drowning my sorrows in at that given time. But here I am. Oh, looks like Brad and Angela aren't getting along, and she's not letting him see his kids. Well, shame on her. That seems terrible. Like, oh, why do I have an opinion on this? These are people I've never met.
I have no opinion on Brad and Angelina. Continuing with the sci-fi article, people will take the subtlest intonations, the dumbest comments, and the most seemingly insignificant of interactions and plaster them all over YouTube with monetized videos in an attempt to cash in on some of that sweet, sweet traffic they're so desperately seeking. They'll obsess over it. It's unhealthy and frankly terrifying that people behave this way, but that's par for the course when it comes to the way women are treated far too often in the gaming industry. As Polygon notes, the female streamer Imane Pokimane Anis began playing Fortnite with Ali Myth Kabani. It opened the floodgates of fans to speculate whether the two were an item simply based on their mutual streams.
Don't you ever wonder when you see the skaters, Olympic skaters that skate together, couples skating? I don't know this stuff very well. But, you know, when you see the couples that are dressed
similarly. Oh, the ice dancing.
Ice dancing and ice skating, you know, but
The pair skating where they do the dances, that would be ice dancing.
I'll take your word for it.
Ice skating is the races where they race in circles.
I'll take your word for it.
I watched the Olympics.
I've watched the Olympics. Apparently, I didn't walk away with the same amount of information that you did.
And the biathlon is when you ski and then shoot.
Sometimes these people are couples, and sometimes they're not.
Yes.
But they're dressed the same, and he's touching her in places that I don't touch women that I'm not, you know, in a relationship with. And so it leads one to believe there's been some hanky panky going on at some point or another. And I think about it, right? I'm not gonna lie to you. I think about it when I see these situations.
I may think about it very briefly, but like I'm not thinking right now about any particular, you know, ice dancing.
No, couples. I'm not thinking about, but whenever I see the couples and I see the way, you know, they're looking into each other's eyes as he holds her aloft, as her heel nearly touches the back of her head, and these sorts of things, it's intended to elicit emotions of a romantic sort, the music and these sorts of things in me. So it's intended to elicit these sorts of
right,
thoughts.
But so are you watch the Marvel movies. So when Spider-Man and Mary Jane are having their scene where, you know, they're looking longingly in one another's eyes and then they exchange a kiss, do you also think about whether those actors are...
No, I don't. But
some people do.
I'm only telling you, I'll bet you that more actors have done it than we have heard the stories about. But, again, why do I care? Why do I care? If it's a good movie, it's a good movie. But I never have thought, you're right, I am a big fan of the Marvel movies, specifically the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. The one you mentioned is a Sony movie and not a Marvel Cinematic movie. Anyway,
I couldn't tell you what superheroes are Marvel and which ones are DC and which ones are, you know, like Octagon.
I'm not sure what Octagon is.
I don't know.
But I've never considered up to this point as to whether or not Scarlett Johansson, who plays Black Widow, has ever had a romantic moment with any one of the actors on set or off. I wouldn't hazard a guess as to who it was that she decided to bless with.
Probably
her.
Aquaman.
Yeah, not related.
Jason Momoa.
Unrelated. But he is...
Jason Momoa is Aquaman. Aquaman is a superhero.
Unrelated. He is a striking figure of a man, there's no doubt.
Which thing is Aquaman in? Isn't that like Justice League?
Justice League, yeah, that's right.
And isn't the Scarlett Johansson thing also the Justice League?
Nope, she's in Avengers.
What's the difference?
One is not the other.
Okay, so
what's
continue...
What's the difference between you and I? You're Daryl, I'm Mark.
Yeah, I didn't realize that one was DC and the other Marvel. So continuing on here, according to Blevins, again, codename Ninja, the decision not to do streams with females was made of his own accord without the influence of his wife and manager, Jessica J. Ghosty. He says that was not even her. She had nothing to do with it. This was me being, I love our relationship, and no, I'm not even going to put you through that. to hear Blevins tell it. His decision isn't about making him looking to shut out his female fans, but rather to quell any potential of rumors that could damage his marriage or spark rumors.
Yeah.
And there is more to this article.
Yeah, this is absolutely true. With a small amount of celebrity that that I enjoy here on Free Talk Live, and you know, you too, Daryl, but you don't have a romantic relationship going on.
Yeah, rub it in.
Well, imagine what it was like if somebody made some claim for me. That'd be bad news. For you, no big deal. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free
Talk Live.
It's the live Sunday edition. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
I want to tell you about MyPillow. Not just MyPillow. That's
it's
the
a
brand.
Good pillow.
Yeah, yeah. It's MyPillow's great, but that's the brand of MyPillow. Is MyPillow.
It's the best pillow.
Yeah, it's a great pillow.
It's a fluffy pillow.
What you want from your pillow is you want your pillow to hold your head and neck in a straight line up your spine. You want your spine to remain in a straight line all night long.
Yep.
You don't want your head sinking in so you wake up with a crank in your neck. I don't have that happen anymore. I used to have that happen when I used a down pillow. And I used a down pillow for many years. I thought it was the height of pillow technology. I was wrong, wrong, wrong. Now, you can find a lot of pillows that'll hold your head and neck and, you know, many of these new pillows out there. They're great pillows, and they'll hold your head and neck in the right position. The other thing that MyPillow does is you can wash it. No problem. Wash it, pop it in the dryer, and you got your pillow back that quick.
Yep.
Imagine all the horrifying filth that makes it through your pillowcase into your pillow.
Dirt, dead skin.
Yeah. The dust mites living in there, colonies, just a metropolis of dust mites. I don't like that. Perhaps you don't either. Go to MyPillow.com. You get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use the promo code FTL. Remember, if you don't like MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a full refund of your purchase price. So no real risk there.
Right.
If you don't like it, send it back. If you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever owned, like I do, send it back. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. By the way, I recently purchased some crappy pillows. I got a rental that I have to put in, and I'm not paying top dollar for great pillows for other people. They can bring their own like I do when I go and sleep in somebody else's bed. But crappy pillows, $20 at Walmart. So the floor for pillows is pretty high as far as pricing goes, just so you know, when you look at pricing for MyPillow. So there you go. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's go to Big Ben from Canada calling on the Discord line. Notice how great Big Ben sounds. Big Ben, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
I was meaning to call in last night, but I had finished very quickly. So anyways, over the past few nights, you guys have been talking about, like, democratic socialism, and there's also a term that's not really used that actually what many of these countries identify as, and that's social democracies, which are market economies that are heavily regulated and heavily taxed.
I've heard that other term as as some kind of distinction against democratic socialism. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, one key point that I don't think many on the right make, especially in the United States, is that the United States is very bureaucratic compared to some of these social democracies. Like here in Canada, we do not have three federal law enforcement agencies or three federal intelligence agencies.
Oh, we've got way more than three intelligence agencies.
Oh, yeah, it's like 40.
Yeah, we only have CSIS or whatever they call it. I can't remember.
And the Mounties. You have the Mounties.
RCMP is for our law enforcement, yeah. And that's pretty much the only federal agency there.
One of my favorite things to do, Ben, is when I'm talking to a conservative who's all God, guts, and guns on me, is to point out that Canada, home of socialized medicine, is listed on the Heritage Foundation's freedom and freedom around the world charter, whatever it's called, as freer than the United States, and has been for years.
Yes.
That Canada is rated by a conservative organization as freer than the home of the free and the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Right.
And they, in many cases, just can't believe it. Their minds will not accept.
But they can't have guns up in Canada, so they don't have the First Amendment.
Right. And the other thing that Canada represents is it is basically as close as you can get to science as to the question of what would have happened had the United States not fought a revolutionary war. What would have happened had the United States not seceded from England?
We'd have a large chunk of French Canadians living in the middle of the country?
Maybe. It could be. But other than that,
I'm thinking Louisiana territory probably would have remained somewhat French.
Yeah, they probably would not have bought. They wouldn't have bought the Louisiana Purchase because France would have never sold it to England.
Yeah.
Especially when Napoleon would have never sold it to England. That much is true. But you can kind of see. Oh, take a look. So there you go. Anyway, go on, Big Ben.
Yeah, basically that's part of the argument. Like our healthcare system isn't really implemented on the federal level. It's mostly implemented on the provincial level.
Yeah.
As a result, more decentralized. So, yeah, Canada may have more actual like socialists that live here, but we're actually more decentralized in our form of governance, and that's something I enjoy about living here.
Anyways, I would prefer not to have decentralized socialism. I would prefer to have decentralized market-based economies, but no one is offering that option.
Right.
And it's just kind of an interesting thing to look at, as far as it goes. Canada, by no means, home of, free market freedom in the world, but at the same time, the United States probably should stop whipping that flag around and spend more time actually concentrating on, this capitalism that they talk about. Oh, I guess he's gone. Yeah, I didn't see. I was looking at the Discord there. And thanks for the call, Big Ben. Let's go to Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey, what's up?
Just a real quick thing about the federal government is that if we actually had a constitutional federal government, it would probably be in the below 90%. Gone.
How so?
I'm just saying that it's the usurpation of federal powers has gone on wholesale.
I see. So
if
the United States government stuck to the Constitution that it was supposed to, that 9 out of 10 programs wouldn't exist. 9 out of 10 dollars wouldn't be spent.
Well, more than that.
Maybe.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I don't know. The military is largely constitutional, even though many of the founding fathers were against the standing military.
It's a bastardization of what the constitutional intent was,
yeah.
Where the intent was not to have a standing army, hence the clause that no appropriations be made for more than 2 years. But what they do now is, we'll just do a budget every year, and so therefore we're complying with the rule.
Yep. I can't disagree, Bad Slave, and thank you so much for the call.
So anyways, I wanted to say to Daryl real quickly, there are two sports. One is ice dancing, and the other is skating.
What skating?
Figure skating.
Figure skating.
Figure skating is one person. Ice dancing is two.
Got it. Thanks for the call, Bad Slave. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It's estimated that fewer than 30 people turned out for the Unite the Right rally in Washington, D.C. Police escorted the few that did show up past thousands of angry counter-protesters after their short rally. Brian Todd says there was a scuffle between Antifa, anti-fascist demonstrators, and law enforcement.
When they moved over there, there was a confrontation with police where tear gas was fired on them. A couple of the protesters slightly injured in the streets being tended to with their eyes.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, where Heather Heyer was killed at a white nationalist rally last year, 4 people have been arrested. We've heard what Richard Russell said before he died while crashing the plane he stole from Seattle's SeaTac International Airport. Investigators hope to learn more from the flight data recorder that was recovered from the aircraft's wreckage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live! Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And we've been, you know, across the board tonight talking about lots of different things. Right now we're talking about this article where a famous gamer, and then look, I didn't know they existed either.
Oh, I knew that gamers existed.
Yeah, I did too. I knew that.
And I knew that some of them, you know, were famous within gaming circles. I just couldn't name any of them.
I guess I'd to say baffled by the notion that people spend as much time watching people play games as they do. So I was at the barber shop yesterday.
All right.
And he's like, got a nice haircut. I, you know, got the freshly shorn look. And I was listening to the barber. And this is one of these verbose guys. He's loud. His voice occupies the room. He gesticulates. And I was enjoying listening to him. He was running his own little talk show right there in the barber.
All right.
And he was complaining about his children's consumption of media. Specifically, it's not that I have a problem with them playing games. What I can't stand is that they watch YouTube videos of other people playing games for hours. I mean, why not play the game? Why would you watch other people play the game? And I feel very similarly. My son spends a lot of time consuming videos about video games, and I...
Now,
I'm stunned.
I think I have some kind of understanding of why some people might watch these to learn some of the tips and tricks. Where we were younger, we had, you know, like the video game magazines.
Yeah, the magazines or the books that you could buy that were the walkthroughs, and you can get those walkthroughs online and those kind of things, yeah.
Well, when I was young, you know, there wasn't really online per se. Like, it existed for some people.
I don't know what range you're talking about here. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, like playing the Mario Brothers games or whatever stuff on the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, stuff like that. You know, go to the bookstore and pick up a copy of one of the gamer magazines and, like, read a tip or trick or something. If you were lucky, somebody that you went to school with would have one of the magazines and you could read. That was our version of watching the videos back then to learn how to beat the game.
I remember a magazine focused on, you're talking about youth, and so for me, I had the 2600. You're talking about like the Nintendo one with the cartridges that you had to blow it.
Yeah.
Those things, right? Mine was...
There was no internet that taught us, you know, like blow the dust out of the thing. You just kind of knew.
I remember specifically this game, Adventure. It was like the first online role-playing game, basically. Had dragons and stuff. And attempting to find this magic dot that was within the game that was sort of an Easter egg.
All right.
And being able to cross a particular area that you couldn't get across otherwise in the game and was never able to pull that off as a youngster. I'm not sure what one got there, but nonetheless, it was kind of... trying to follow these things in the game, never managed to pull that off. But so, other than that, I stumbled through.
Yeah, so back to the article here. Apparently, the most popular guy on Twitch, he goes by the name Ninja, he has said that he will not play games with women. He will not do live streams with women.
And Mike Pence, the vice president of the United States, has also said that he doesn't have, like, dinners alone with women. He doesn't have meetings alone with women.
Right.
And in many cases, they get a lot of heat for this kind of stuff. This guy's reasons are similar to Mike Pence's in that his relationship is more important to him than whatever this other stuff is, and he just doesn't want to create a situation where anyone is harmed.
Right. And
including himself.
The article here from Sci-Fi says, the issue here goes much, much further beyond that. This is more than a ninja problem. It's a problem deeply ingrained with the industry and society alike.
Yeah.
Too often, when members of the opposite sex have great chemistry or appear in some capacity together on a project, the aforementioned movies or ice dancing or whatever that you had mentioned, there's always some sort of assumption that there's a romantic component involved.
Yep.
With Ninja's ridiculously large platform of over 10 million viewers,
amazing.
It's disappointing that due to bigger issues within the community, and by community, they mean the gaming community, women can't have the same opportunities to game with him as other male streamers and celebrities. When you get that popular, you've got to protect yourself and your loved ones in some way, even if it means potentially angering another segment of your fan base, and this is his way of doing that. And it's just as frustrating as it may be. When women are often scrutinized over every single decision they make when it comes to streaming their favorite games, up to and including what they wear and what they play as well as how they play, it's easy to see why excluding them from the platform will ultimately lead to less heartbreak, though. To hear Blevins tell it, he hasn't had any negative responses to his decisions. He told Polygon, quote, I honestly think that it's just kind of a respect thing. While he believes this is a respect thing, it's also likely owed to the very same fear that women have that he spoke on becoming the epicenter of rumors. These are the same kinds of rumors that could spiral out of control and lead to harassment campaigns from hardcore fans, and the same kind that ends up pushing women off of social media platforms entirely.
So this is, focusing on the woman to some extent, but I got to tell you, I've talked to many sort of heads of industry and business people and that sort of thing, and when they get around to this topic, they're often like Mike Pence. They don't meet alone with female employees. They don't get into a situation where somebody can say they said or did something because basically they're scared. Think about it this way. If you're a heterosexual male, married male, and you meet with a woman in a capacity or whatever, she has now gained a power over you. Like, you certainly have a power over her in that you have this, you know, larger shoulder girdle, and you could do, you know, horrifying things. But if you choose not to do that, then she retains the power over you, which is that she could say that you did this or did that or whatever and ruin your career and these sorts of things. Now, I'm not saying it's bad that they have that power. I'm saying that as a result, some women, some people, if given power, will abuse that power.
Some people do abuse power.
And what I find is that, a person who isn't going to abuse their power in this given circumstance is frightened of the other person. And
right. So what you're really talking about here is some form of the prisoner's dilemma, but in a much worse scenario.
Sure. And what it results in is fewer opportunities for women. And, men cowering and being scared. I've been to jiu-jitsu studios all across the world. I've been to jiu-jitsu studios in at least three countries. And when the few times the conversations have come up about women, usually what I see is men and women rolling together, wrestling, grappling together, and not thinking about it, trying to, provide the best experience for each other. But you don't see much. But when the conversation does come up, you'll find that, it's mostly men in jiu-jitsu. You'll find that they're a little frightened that some woman could come in and kind of really mess things up. Right. Any studio doesn't want the trouble of saying, some woman coming in and saying, I was inappropriately touched by dozens of men at X jiu-jitsu studio.
Right.
And that would be horrifying outcome, and it's most of the guys there have no intention of this happening.
Right.
Don't want this to happen, so they're scared of the results. This is a nation that's sadly petrified of each other. What happened here? Is this what gender equality looks like? Because it doesn't seem great.
I don't think that you could call this gender equality. This is, as you said, some people
mutually assured destruction.
It sounds much closer to that. Some people want to harm other people for some reason. There's a little bit more to this.
And callers, the number, I'm gonna hold off the number. We got plenty of callers. Free Talk Live, check us out at freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. As expected, it's the final segment, and we're stacked up with calls. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program is, well, it's how we put together our AMP, our advertising, marketing, and promoting here on Free Talk Live. That's why it's called AMP, because that's what we do with the money. We don't spend it on anything else. And so if you think we do a good job here, if you like the work we do, the way to promote that work and find get more people to listen to that work is to amp the program at amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it. It is validation for the work that we have put into this. For me, it's 15 years now. And when you give $5 a month, you're saying to me, Mark, I'm validating your work. I think what you do it's important, and I want to spread it to more people. Not I want to give you $5.
Right.
I'm not going to use that. Thank you. I do appreciate it, though. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to...
Let's finish this article. There's sentences here to this article from Sci-Fi Wire about this gamer Ninja, who apparently the most popular guy on Twitch, says he's not doing streams with women because he doesn't want to wind up not only putting himself in a situation where there are rumors...
But her too.
But the woman as well. And they say here, it's more than anything else a stark reminder that when it comes to equality within the gaming industry and society at large, we've still got plenty of work to do.
Why?
Let me finish reading the article before you start asking questions.
Okay.
They say, don't blame Ninja, though. Blame systemic sexism within the industry. Change has to start, they say, with us as individuals. So if you want to see this sort of behavior curbed, we're all going to have to work better on it together. And you remember Gamergate from a couple of years ago, right?
Yes.
That's what they're talking about here, where you've got people that will harass female gamers over every little thing.
If the most popular gamer in the world on Twitch was a woman, and she refused to game with men, I would support her. But I would suspect if men came on and made spurious, allegations or spurious allegations were made about them or whatever, that they would receive harassment online too from the males that follow those female gamers. And there's lots of males that follow female gamers. I think that, claim of sexism,
saying,
I'm not sure that I agree with that.
You don't claim that some men harass women simply because they are women?
Some men do. Some women dislike men simply because they're men, and they do things too. And that there's an equal amount of that, and that doesn't indicate sex. What I heard in this article doesn't indicate sexism to me. It indicates there is the top gamer in the world, for whatever reason, is a man, and that he the top gamer in the world does not participate with the other sex in order to protect them and themselves from harassment. That I agree with. The idea that indicates sexism, I did not hear any indication of that. Let me go to Sarah in North Carolina, calling in about crypto. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All's well.
Good. I met y'all last month in New Hampshire at the festivals there up in Lancaster.
Yes.
And I just want to say hi. And so my family's got these concerns about my boyfriend, who you know, and his endeavors into crypto and taxation, and I don't know how to answer them. And so I was just wondering if y'all had any input on how cryptocurrencies and taxation have developed over the years.
So I know that the federal government is putting together guidelines for taxes for cryptocurrencies. I think at this point that it's too complicated to...
Right, because you have various agencies that say that cryptocurrency is various things for various regulations.
Yeah.
The IRS currently says that cryptocurrency is a commodity like gold or silver and is subject to capital gains or capital loss.
Yep.
You have other entities such as FinCEN saying that cryptocurrency is currency for the purposes of their regulations. And so if you buy or sell large amounts as some kind of intermediary, then you might be subject to some kind of regulation.
But that doesn't have to do with tax.
It doesn't, but it does have to do with a regulation that you might find yourself subject to if you do a certain thing that they don't like you doing.
It is my understanding that the federal government will say things like, that the IRS says things like, every transaction between every cryptocurrency that you trade. So, for instance, if you trade cryptocurrencies with the intention of making money, you're going to make transactions that win, transactions that lose. And that if you overall make wins, you should pay the taxes on the wins. But let's say you change U.S. dollars into Bitcoin, then you change that Bitcoin into Zencash, then you change it back into Bitcoin, then you change it back into Bitcash, back and forth 10 times.
Every one of those transactions, the IRS wants you to calculate a capital gain and capital loss.
That's correct. And then you would pay based on the net capital gain or net or benefit.
But if you read a bunch of the other regulations and descriptions of various line items on various IRS forms, if you barter with someone, let's say, Mark, I cut your grass and you feed me lunch, that's a barter. At the end of the year, we have to figure out what the value of the lunch depreciated to and what the value of the grass cut, you know, either appreciated or depreciated, and then one of us has a capital gain, one of us has a capital loss. If you do illegal activity, the federal government wants you to put that income as miscellaneous on, I believe it's line 21 of Schedule C.
It's also worth pointing out that basically, every time you file a tax return, you're giving evidence for a case against you. Whenever a bank or financial organization gives information on your account to the federal government, that is evidence that they have of how much money you have, how much money you made.
Right.
And I am of the opinion that providing evidence against yourself is a bad idea. And you should limit it. You should pay what you're supposed to pay, whatever that means, but you shouldn't provide a heck of a lot of evidence. So, that's my thought process is don't give...
the 14th Amendment.
Well, yes, the 14th Amendment is a complicated one, and people can begin their research on that and get... thank you for the input, Stone. Sarah?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I know it's kind of late in the game, but I appreciate y'all taking it, and I hope y'all are doing well.
Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate the call. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
You say, Mark, you say your dad was a mold maker at Tropicana?
That's correct.
What do they put mold in orange juice for?
A mold maker is, in this case, somebody who makes the mold into which the glass bottles are, make the glass bottles look like they look. In his case, he specialized in the tops that you would screw in, screw the cap on. So it was the molds for the glass onto which you would screw tops back when Tropicana came in glass bottles.
That's different. That's different.
Yeah.
I can tie into your I can settle an argument and tie into your current conversation by starting a rumor. I once had beers with both Christy Yamaguchi and Katarina Witt, and so that makes me an expert in ice skating. And both Ian, try again,
Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl and the caller are wrong. Ice dancing is a form of pairs skating that is separate and distinct from event called pairs skating. Ice dancing is separate. They're actually doing dancing moves in the pair skating. They're not.
Yeah, I thought it was different.
Yeah, they're in the pair skating. They're doing certain types of jumps and such. They have to do a specified routine. Whereas in ice dancing, they can do what they want and they don't have to do the specified jumps and other maneuvers.
It's more freestyle.
Since I mentioned that was a rather interesting. I once sat at a table having beers where I was the only one of about six or seven different people at the table that had not won gold medals, world championships, and the like. It was Scott Hamilton and
how'd you end up at that table?
Oh, because the bottom line would be gay men's sex drive, because I was doing massage therapy for Paul Wiley, one of the skaters, and he invited me to go out to beers with their whole crew after their performance, and so I did. But yeah, it was
why
Scott
not, why not hang out with gold medalists if you can?
I just counted them up. Between the six, seven, eight people at the table, they each of them had from one to three gold medals and one to three U.S. and or world championships. And so there's, 20-some championships and Olympic medals, gold medals between them all sitting at one table, except for me. I didn't win any.
You're a gold medal with us, Dave. Thanks for the call. I imagine Ian's very, very jealous that he hasn't been able to smoke pot with...
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the American Waterworks Association and your local water provider.